If Jay Pelas of Coral Springs is included in government employment surveys now, he would be considered employed after months of being counted among the unemployed. It's because today he begins a part-time job teaching GED classes at the Flight Center in Broward County, helping young adults leaving the foster care system transition into life on their own.
It's a very difficult market right now. My background and experience is very diverse. Mostly corporate type of work, administrative management, project management. And many of the jobs that I'm seeing are very, very specific as to what they're looking for. If you've got a good general background, a utility infielder, if you will, they're not looking for that. So it's tough for somebody who's well-rounded and experienced to find a niche.
How old are you?
56.
Has that been a challenge or has that been an opportunity?
I really don't know. I'd like to think it's a bit of an opportunity. I'd like to think I'm well-spoken. BA in journalism, I can write a good letter, I can read a good contract. You don't see that as much necessarily with the college graduates now, so I like to think that's an advantage. But on the other hand, I have a feeling I may be to a disadvantage.
Talk me through the process that you've gone through for applying for jobs.
It's a very impersonal process. You submit the resume, everything is online. In 5% of the cases, you get something back that says thank you, but no thank you.
So 95% of the cases, you don't hear anything back.
You don't hear anything back. I did go on one series of interviews with one organization. I think I was in the final stages of in who they were looking to hire, but I did not hear back from them. Did the follow-up with an email, and then about two and a half weeks later, I just got a little postcard that says, we've decided not to hire you. It's a difficult process for the job seeker right now. You've got to be highly specialized, I think, and it's really all about networking, I think, who you know, what you know, and being in the right place at the right time.
Jay, how have you found the opportunities that you have gone after?
I found them through LinkedIn, through the various the job search websites. Very few people have told me I know somebody hiring. Very few people know anybody hiring.
Jay, what was your last full-time job?
My last full-time job was as the assistant director for a small tutoring company that trained students who were LPNs it prepared them to take standardized exams. If they passed all of the standardized exams, they could then test to become a registered nurse. And I was the assistant director. I did scheduling, helped students resolve their issues, act as the liaison between students and the home office, that type of thing.
A mix of administrative work, a mix of management work, and project management.
A little bit of that, and then I also taught one class. There was one English class, so I taught that.
So you were in the classroom as well. What happened with that job?
Enrollments in the program went down. And it was just a matter of eliminating a position.
And when was that?
That was February of 2012.
What were those first few months of unemployment like?
The first few months were difficult, but the first few weeks I was a little optimistic. I felt that I had a lot under my belt as far as skills and experience. So I was optimistic. I saw a lot of jobs out there. And then after about 5 or 6 weeks, I started to get a little nervous because jobs that I felt I was qualified for, I was getting either nothing back or the occasional email, thank you, but no thank you. And then I did find a position with a local, very, very small nonprofit, working part-time for him. And that went for several months until he eventually ran out of funds.
Are you still discouraged?
Yes, I am still a bit discouraged. I'm optimistic that I've at least got this part-time opportunity. And hopefully through networking with them, there may be some other organizations that can also use me part-time so I can put something together to a 40-hour week or more.
Have you been looking for work throughout the last year and a half consistently?
It doesn't stop. Every day is almost worse than the previous day.
Worse how?
More stressful, more frustration. The only thing I could equate it to that could be worse would be being ill. Other than that, it is always on your mind. I look for a friend of mine was in crisis a couple of weeks ago when I spent 5 or 6 hours helping her out. And at the end, when everything was done, I was, wow, I didn't think about looking for work for 5 hours. I resolved the crisis and it was a nice escape from thinking about looking for work. Yeah.
the employment data would describe you as marginally attached to the labor force. So you're unemployed, looking for work full time, with the possibility of having part time work very soon.
Correct.
You want to work full time.
Absolutely.
Do you have to work full time?
Absolutely.
How has the last year and a half been financially? How have you made it?
Well, $275 a week from unemployment doesn't cover a lot. Fortunately, my wife is employed, well employed, and we cut back. Mm-hmm. We cut back and managed to and tap into savings. Savings that came from grandparents, parents, that type of thing.
Yeah.
Tap into that and get by.
Have you been offered work that you've turned down?
No.
What happens next week, next month for you?
Well, if the part-time job does come through, and then unemployment will drop off, and then I've got an income that will be a bit more than what unemployment would pay, and that will hopefully be a little bit of a help alleviate some of the anxiety and some of the pressure, and I will continue looking for work. I will probably stay there I won't start looking for work immediately. I think I'd like to settle in and actually be able to say, yes, I do have a job. This is what I do. And work with them and ask them if they may have anything, any networking available where I may be able to find something else through them. But I can't do that part-time position long term. That can't be that's my career for the next going forward.
How has this experience affected kind of your outlook?
It's made me I'm cynical in general, but it's made my outlook very, very difficult. My entire family is in New York, and to justify a trip to visit them is very difficult. It's just a hesitant outlook. I don't know that it's necessarily negative, but I'm very reluctant to try to think positive.
Jay Pelas of Coral Springs, today officially no longer unemployed. He starts a part-time job, he'd be considered underemployed. Working, but underemployed.